There's a very common shiloh that's asked when a person decides to renovate his home, and that is that many times a person wants to extend a part of his house into his backyard. And sometimes there might be a fruit tree growing over there in the backyard. Is it a problem of Bal Tashchis when you cut down a fruit tree if you're doing it in order to complete a renovation? So this is the subject of a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim, and it all starts with the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Aleph. The Gemara in Baba Kama tells us that if a person has a date tree, he has a date tree, a dekel, it's osur midai raisa to cut down this date tree. And says the Gemara, this is a rule. This applies to all fruit trees. There's an isur midai raisa of Bal Tashchis to cut down the tree. The Gemara does say that it's mashma, that the iser only applies if there's a kav of fruit, a certain requisite amount of fruit that's growing on the tree. But the Gemara does assume that if there is a kav of peiris growing on the fruit, or that could grow on the fruit, there's a problem of cutting down the fruit tree, and it's iser d'araisa. This is the iser of Bal Tashchis. The Gemara then continues and says something very scary. The Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina said that he attributed the loss of his child. Rabbi Chanina lost a child, and Lo Aleinu, he said that it can be attributed to the fact that he cut down a fruit tree. That since he cut down a fig tree, that's why he lost his son. So the Gemara over here is teaching us a very scary aspect of this halacha of cutting down fruit trees, and that is that not only is this an issue of being over a lav, which is a iser Bal Tashchis, which is itself a major issue, but aside from that, there's an inherent danger and sakana that comes with cutting down a fruit tree. Now, the Gemara says, however, that if it's me'ula bedamim, if, let's say, it's worth more to you, this tree, while it's cut down and it's in wood, you could use the wood to manufacture furniture, and it would be more worthwhile for you financially to cut down the tree rather than keep it standing, then it's mutter to cut down the fruit tree. That's what the Gemara says. If it's me'ula bedamim, if it's financially more beneficial to you, if it's cut down rather than if it is standing, then in fact it's mutter to cut it down, because it's not usur as a result of being Bal Tashchis, unless it's being cut down b'derech hashchasa. Only if it's being cut down in a wasteful manner, in a destructive manner, do we consider it Bal Tashchis. But if it's me'ula bedamim, if it's worth more to you financially, if it's cut down rather than when it's standing up, then in fact it becomes mutter to cut down, and there's no isur of Bal Tashchis. That's what the Gemara says. And in fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim paskins this halacha, that there's an issur midaraisa to cut down a fruit tree. However, if it's more beneficial to you financially, if the tree is cut down rather than when it's standing up, in fact, it then becomes mutter to cut down, and there's not an issur, there's no violation of Bal Tashchis. The Gemara then brings an interesting maisa. The Gemara says that Shmuel had his sharecropper bring him some dates. And he tasted the dates that were brought to him. And he noticed that there was the taste of grapes in this in these dates. It tasted like wine or like grapes. And he asked him, Maihai, well, what's this about? Why does it have the taste of grapes or wine in the dates? And the sharecropper told him that next door, right next to the tree that has dates growing on it, there's vines, there's grapevines. And that's why the roots are somewhat mingling, and it's causing the date tree to have the taste of wine in the dates. And that's why it's a little bit it's a little bit being mazik, it's a little bit harming the taste of the dates, and that's the explanation. So Shmuel told him to cut down that tree, cut down the grapevines, because it's disturbing the taste of my date tree, and since it's an impediment to the growth of my date tree, cut down the grapevines that are next to the date tree. Now, the Rishonim say that what's the heter of Shmuel to cut it down just because the taste was harming his date tree? So the Rishonim say that it must be that Shmuel was basing his heter on the fact that the Gemara told us that if it's me'ula bedamim, it's mutter to cut down a fruit tree. And since there was no destructive, there was no destructiveness or wastefulness when he was cutting down that tree, so it was like it was me'ula bedamim. And therefore, just as we said that if there's a financial incentive and it's financially beneficial for you, if you cut down the fruit tree, it's mutter, so too over here. Since there was a very constructive purpose for the cutting down of the grapevine, since it was being mazik, the taste of the dates, that's why it was mutter. It was included in the heter of ma'ula bedamim. That's what the Rishonim say. And the Mela, zok the Rashba in a tshuva as follows. If let's say you have a fruit tree, and it's, let's say, next to a home, and it's having its roots underneath bother and be an impediment to the plumbing of the house, and it's being somewhat mazik the house by as a result of it being right next to it, says the Rashba, based on this Gemara, it's mutter to cut down the fruit tree, because since we find in the Gemara that Shmuel said it's mutter to cut down the grapevines if it's having a harmful effect on the taste of his dates, so too, if the fruit tree is having a harmful effect on the house next door, you could cut down the fruit tree. That is the Rashba's halacha that he gleans from this heter of the Gemara of Shmuel. Now, the Chavis Yair says, if the Rashba is correct in applying this Gemara, so too we could extend it one more step. If let's say you have a fruit tree, and the fruit tree is being moineya, it's an impediment to the sunlight that is that you want to enter into your home, and it's causing too much shade, and you want to get rid of the fruit tree. Says the Chavis Yair, based on this application of the Rashba, it's mutter to cut down the fruit tree. Why? Because just as we find in the Gemara that it's mutter to cut down the fruit tree, the grape vines, even though the need that you are using from cutting it down is not in a completely essential need, you're still going to eat your dates. It's just that it doesn't taste as good when the fruit tree, when the grape vines is next door. Therefore, it's mutter to cut it down, since lemaisa, there is some need, albeit not essential, and therefore it's not considered derech hashchos, so it's not a destructful type of a cutting down. So too, says the Chavis Yair, even if it's not completely an essential need, the need to have sunlight penetrating your house, since at the end of the day it is a tzairich, it's not considered destructive. It's not derech hashchasa, because there is a tzairich, and therefore it's mutter to cut down the fruit tree, says the Chavis Yair, even if it's only to enhance the sunlight penetrating the home, and it's not a completely essential need that a person is facilitating with the cutting down of the tree. That is the extension of the Chavis Yair. And says the Chavis Yair, the Rishonim are clearly mavur, just like I am concluding. Why? Because the Rosh says that if, let's say, a person wants to renovate his home, and this is where we have a deep connection to the Shiloh that we began with. This is the Shiloh that the Rosh is discussing. You want to expand your home, you want to extend your home, and there's a fruit tree growing right there in your backyard. The Rosh says that it's mutter to cut down the fruit tree. Why? Because since you have a need for the cutting down of the tree, albeit just a tzairich of the makom, you don't need the wood, but it's a tzairich of the makom. Nevertheless, it's still considered a tzairich. It's not considered a derech hashchasa, and it's therefore mutter to cut down the fruit tree, and you don't have to worry about the iser bal tashkis, since there's a need that's causing you to cut down this fruit tree. Now, that's the Rosh. The question that the Achreinim all discuss is the following shaila, and this is extremely nagei lamais. this that we're saying, that it's mutter to cut down a fruit tree if there's a constructive, a legitimate need. L'tzorech mokim, that's the rush, to prevent the shade from covering up the area, and you need sunlight, the chavaz yair, or if, let's say, the rajba, that it's bothering the roots. The roots are bothering the growth of other stuff nearby. It's bothering the home, it's bothering other things. You'll have to cut it down. Is this only a heter mitzad, the iser of Baal Tashchis? The halacha of cutting down a fruit tree, that the iser is negated, it's nullified when there's a tzairich? Is that what we're saying? Or are we saying that not only is the iser avoided when there's a tzairich, but even the sakana aspect is avoided? In other words, like the question is like this. Is there two independent issues over here? The iser and the sakana? And just because we have a heter for the iser, because there's a tzairich, and therefore it's not derech hashchasa, but there still remains a concern of sakana, and therefore a person should still be concerned as a result of it being a potential sakana to cut down a fruit tree? Or do we say, no, the two elements of this sugya, the sakana aspect and the halacha aspect, the iser aspect, are intrinsically connected. And kol zman that you have a heter on the iser, kol zman that there's a justification of cutting down the fruit tree because there's a tzairich, so as well there's not going to be any issue of sakana. Because if there's no iser, there's no sakana. Because the sakana only comes as a result of violating the iser. That is the shayla. And this shayla is the source of a tremendous dispute in the paiskim. Some paiskim say that it is still a sakana, even when you have a heter. And some paiskim say that when you have a heter, when it's being done with tzairich, there is no issue of sakana at all, and there's nothing to worry about. This is a big machlekes in the paiskim. The Yaivitz holds, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and the Shelas Yaivitz holds, that even if you get out of the issue of being over on the Isser Baal Tashchis, there nevertheless will remain a chashash sakana, there will remain a concern with respect to the sakana aspect of cutting down trees. And it brings a few riots to this effect. We'll just quote one of them. The Gemara in Pesachim Dav Nun on the Beis tells us about four types of people that do not see simen bracha from what they do. They're not going to see a simen bracha. One of the people is someone who performs melacha on Erev Shabbos min ha-mincha d'mayla. It's a machlekes in Rishonim if it refers to mincha g'dayla or mincha k'tana. But the point is that a person is not supposed to perform melacha samuch l'Shabbos. He's supposed to be preparing for Shabbos. And therefore, also, we're concerned that he's going to go into Shabbos and violate something to do with the halachas of Shabbos. But the point is that someone who does melacha on Erev Shabbos, ein yireya simen bracha. One of these people in this category of ein yireya simen bracha is koitetzei ilanos toves, someone who cuts down a fruit tree. That person is ein yireya simen bracha. And the Gemara says, my taima. Why? Why is a person who cuts down a fruit tree not roya simen bracha? That's what the Gemara asks. So the Gemara explains that people are miranein on such a person who cuts down the fruit tree. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that it's a maris ayin dika thing, that people see you cutting down a fruit tree and they don't necessarily understand what you're doing, and there therefore becomes a big ayin hara on you because they look at you as if you're destroying a good, a healthy tree. And they look like, it's just like, it looks like you're just being cavalier about something very choshev and expensive. And you're just being wasteful and destructive. And therefore, there's an ayin hara, and that's why he's ein yireya simen bracha. Azei zok the Gemara. Zok the Pri Chadosh, the Gemara's mashma, that it's only ein yireya simen bracha if you cut down the fruit tree. But you're not over on the Isser of Baal Tashchis. Why? Because if we're discussing a case where the person was in violation of the Isser of Baal Tashchis, what's the whole discussion over here where the Gemara says, my taima, what's the problem? Why is he ain't erased him in bracha, the person who cuts down the fruit tree? The Gemara sounds like there is no issue of Baal Tashchis, and therefore the Gemara is saying, my taima, what's the issue? And the Gemara says, because it's an ayin hara, because people think that you're just wantonly destroying fruit trees. So says the Pri Chodesh, it's mashma, we're not talking about a case of Isser, and nevertheless, there's still an issue of Eina Roya Simin Bracha. So the Yavetz, Rav Yaakov Emden says, over here is a Raya, that even when you avoid the Isser of Bal Tashchis, such as a case when you're cutting down the fruit tree, Litzayrech, for a constructive purpose, there nonetheless remains a Chashav Sakana. And that's what this Eina Roya Simin Bracha is referring to. That it looks like you are just wantonly destroying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations, and therefore people make an ayin hara on you, and that's a sakana for you. That's the raya, that there is a sakana even when there's no isser. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid and Sefer Chassidim also is mashma that he holds that there is a sakana even when there's no isser, because he has a strong admonition about people, about his descendants, making sure not to cut down any fruit trees. And the Paiskim say that if he was referring to the violation of the law of Bal Tashchis, he wouldn't need to make a special admonition about being Zohir in one of the law of the Torah. It's mashma that he's referring to a case where you have a heter, and there is no Isser Bal Tashchis, and nonetheless he's saying, don't do it, because there is a sakana that is involved in the cutting down of the fruit tree, even where you have a heter. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Nazoyiz Mashra from Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. That's the shita of many Paiskim. However, many other Paiskim disagree. And many other Paiskim say that no, when there's no Isser, there's no Sakana. Because the Sakana is a direct result of the Isser that was violated. And the Rishonim prove, and they have a very stark taina to bolster their argument. And they say that all the Rishonim that we mentioned some of the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rosh, they all mention heterim for the Isser of cutting down the fruit trees. When there's the tzarech for the mokim, the tzarech for the house next door, they all mention heterim, and none of them says a word about the sakana. And it's mashma from their omission that when you have one of these heterim for cutting down the tree, and there therefore is no Isser Bal Tashchis, there's no sakana either, because otherwise they would have sent something, and it sounds like from their omission that there's a clear heter without any worry and concern for a sakana that comes with the cutting down of the fruit tree. And that's how the Chida writes, that there's no sakana, if there's no Isser. The Binyan Tzion is mashma like that, the Yaakov Ettlinger, and that's how many places can go. However, when it comes to halacha l'maisa, there is certainly what to be concerned about, because if you take a look at many Paiskim, the Paiski Zmanenu, they are Machmer, and for instance, Moshe Sternbach, and Chuvas van Hoggis, and Chayshim Mishpat, Beis, Tavshin, Chavches, Moshe Sternbach says that a person should be Machmer, even when he has a Heter Mitzad Halacha, he should be concerned about the Sakana aspect, and he said that even if there's a great need, he would only be megal if you replant the tree somewhere else, so you don't completely uproot it, and you get a special heter from Beis Din. And it doesn't seem like he's very willing to be lenient about this subject at all. And in fact, the Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher, brings down that he has a Messiah that a Rav should not paskin such a Shaila. A Rav should not give heterim on the question of cutting down fruit trees. And in fact, he says that a person should be sent to the Beis Din Shabbeir, one of the big batidinim of the city, to try to get a heter from them, but a personal rov should not endorse a heter on this matter. So, again, tasa sheilas rov, but this is the discussion in the Paiskim with respect to Bal Tashchis when you make a renovation on your home.